And let's look at who pays the AMT. I know another acronym, but it's an important one. It stands for Alternative Minimum Tax. It's for high-income earners who take a lot of deductions, people like President Trump, for example. Now, the tax bills under debate in Congress would eliminate the AMT altogether, and NPR's Jim Zaroli looks at what the consequences would be.
In the late 60s, federal officials revealed that more than 150 high-income households had paid no income tax. They took advantage of so many loopholes and deductions, they were able to whittle their tax bills down to nothing. In the uproar that followed, Congress passed what would later become the AMT. Frank Clementi is executive director of Americans for Tax Fairness.
The alternative minimum tax is a minimum tax. It's designed to make sure that wealthier people pay a reasonable level of tax.
The AMT amounts to a kind of floor on tax payment. It takes effect once you try to lower your tax bill too much. At first, the number of people who had to pay the AMT was small, but over time, more and more taxpayers have been swept up in it. William Gale is co-director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
The original purpose was to limit the overall amount of tax sheltering that a household could do. But as the AMT has been changed over time, it's tend to fall more and more on big families and families in high tax states.
That's because the AMT tends to kick in once you claim a lot of deductions. So people who have a lot of kids or live in high tax jurisdictions are more likely to pay it. There are people such as Marilyn Molinedo, who lives in Sonoma County, California. Her husband had a good job as well as a generous pension from an earlier government position. She says they came from modest means and didn't think of themselves as rich. So it was a nasty surprise when they had to pay the AMT.
All of a sudden, you're making, you know, really good money, and you think, wow, I should be able to really live it up now and buy nice things and put money in the bank and stuff. And then instead, you get a big tax. You get shocked, you get a shock when you do your taxes and go, oh, I have to pay this all in taxes.
The AMT also tends to fall more on people who earn income of $200,000 to $500,000 a year. Super wealthy people are less affected. But eliminating the AMT would have a downside. William Gale of the Tax Policy Center says it would also remove some of the constraints on tax shelters, allowing more people to take advantage of loopholes.
AMT repeal would increase significantly the number of high-income and wealthy people who would pay no income tax.
Among those who could benefit is President Trump. His 2005 tax return, part of which was leaked a few months ago, showed he paid $38 million on income of $150 million. Without the AMT, his tax bill that year would have been a little more than $5 million. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.